Welcome to the Kids Have No Idea pod, where four old guys think they know better than today's youth on all things movies, TV, and video games. Today is sexy hot takes on the Oscar nominations. They came out this Tuesday, February 8th, and we're going to give our thoughts on a few of the main categories. We'll start with Best Picture for me. There's 10 nominations, and ones that stand out for me is definitely King Richard, The Power of the Dog, Licorice Pizza, and Dune. What about you, Nav?
Well, you've literally just listed out half the entire nomination thing, so that's a bit lame, isn't it? Like, you know, the things that stand out for me are 50% of all the things. I don't know. I think, to be honest, like, I'm actually kind of a bit upset with the whole Oscar nomination things this year, because there's so many, because of obviously like the whole pandemic situation, I think so many movies got delayed last year and they've kind of like bled into this year's nominations. And a lot of them aren't even released yet, which is kind of frustrating, or they've just come out. So it just kind of makes it very difficult for me to kind of have a real valid opinion on them. But like from the Best Picture categories, I mean, I think Dune was a fantastic movie. I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed Don't Look Up. And Nightmare Alley I managed to catch as well, and that's an interesting one. So yeah, from Best Picture at least, I think those three are the my current highlights. How about you, Anthony?
Yeah, interesting. Well, Best Picture wise, I know what I would like to see do, Licorice Pizza, and I make no efforts to hide it. It's a film that I loved. It was my film of the year. And I can just see Dune and West Side Story cleaning up. I didn't like Dune. You guys know that.
Not a fan of the musical.
Do you know what? I've recently got into musicals. I'm not the biggest fan still. I was never a fan of, okay, we're watching a film and now we're going to break 10 minutes for a dance scene before we get back into the story. I never liked that. It never made sense to me. But I think it's going to theatre more recently. It's got me into the whole, I don't know. I like it. I like the show of it. It's really cool. They don't all pull it off.
I've always been into musicals, and maybe that's part of my heritage of like being watching Bollywood movies when I was younger. I've always, even American musicals, yeah. I've just been a big fan of them like all the way through. So I'm excited for West Side. I haven't had a chance to catch up, but I'm excited for West Side Story.
I can see growing up with Bollywood films, you know, the old ZTV and stuff like that, you would be taking in all these, you know, dance scenes and dance numbers, and you would kind of be ingratiated into it. For me, my mum used to watch, you know, West Side Story when I was growing up, the classic one. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like it then. And Bugsy Malone was also a big one around my house. That was, you know, my first musical, I think. But yeah, I think the Book of Mormon has got me a bit more into musicals, and I saw Back to the Future recently. It's pretty entertaining. So I'm open to seeing West Side Story, but I can already tell it's not really my kind of film, and neither was Dune. But I think those are the two films that are going to clean up. I think we might get something for Don't Look Up, just because it was a star-studded cast. I didn't think it was the best film. I thought it was a bit too lengthy for me, and I guess it was a good, it had a good message to it, and it was quite clever in its messaging, but I just didn't think it was that much of an entertaining film. But I just want to see Licorice Pizza from that list. Nightmare Alley, still yet to see it, but I can see myself liking that film, so I wouldn't be against that taking home something either. But yeah, Licorice Pizza, let's do it. That's my film.
Cool. So is the Bollywood influence the reason you used to shake your tail feather and dance? Is that where it all started, Nav?
it isn't, but now that you've mentioned it, guys, somewhere in this corner, there will be like a link. Let's put a link in there for our other sexy hot take. Oh, right there. Okay, Ant's making a... Oh, where is he? He's over there. He's making a little spot for it.
What is a Bollywood dance?
So yeah, please do click on that and check out our sexy hot takes on Hi everybody, Future Nav here, and basically we made a bit of an error. We'd pre-recorded an episode of the podcast and we thought it was a sexy hot take. So this is a slight edit, and this is where I say, check out the channel, hit that like, comment, subscribe button, and in the future, in probably a couple of days, or yeah, I'd say about 2 or 3 days, you'll see the podcast, and I'll update this video with a proper link back then. Thank you very much. See ya, back to your normal, regularly scheduled podcast.
For me, in contrast to Anthony, I absolutely loved Don't Look Up. I think it was a masterpiece of political satire. It's scarily accurate, you know. It's like, well, they just literally modelled it on modern day society.
Is it scarily accurate? Is there a asteroid head hurtling towards Earth right now?
Apart from the disaster,
I know.
Apart from that disaster element, but it's like they've just been watching the Tory government. If you're in the UK, you completely get what I'm talking about. Just ruin the country, and just it's a great expose of modern day society. Absolutely love the film, and I think it would do reasonably well. So yeah, that's it for me.
All right, cool. So talking about Best Picture, there are 10 nominations, and there's been quite a few snubs. But one that has been in the news this week is that Spider-Man No Way Home didn't get a nomination. Now, well, what are your thoughts?
So this is the thing, right? Well, why does anything deserve a nomination? Like, why do people feel that, oh, this just because it's, you know, it's a popular film, that doesn't mean anything.
It's critically acclaimed as well as audience acclaimed, whereas Don't Look Up actually is... like much lower, it's like 40-something%.
Yeah, but superhero films don't typically fare well at the Oscars. There is such thing as an Oscar type movie. Like June is an Oscar type movie. Licorice Pizza is.
But isn't that something should change? Isn't that something that should change? Because that
I agree. It should change. But this is snobbery at its finest. This is the Oscars not wanting Spider-Man to win anything because it looks bad.
That's too low brow.
It's too low brow. Yeah.
And this is why I hate all awards. I don't like the Oscars. I don't like
the Emmys. My favourite film's not going to win, so I'm going to cry about it.
No, I just don't like them.
That is what it seems like, doesn't it?
Old
Sanj. It's Sanj versus the world, you know.
I hate the Grammys as well. The Grammys are ridiculously stupid.
Is that because they didn't nominate your favorite album of the year?
No, it's just when something like Macklemore beats Kendrick Lamar for best rap album, it's kind of mad. So, you know, those type of things happen all the time, and I think we are going to do a pre-show on Oscar night and give our predictions on a few of the main topics. I think it's on March the 5th, on Sunday, March the 5th. So make sure you check out that pod.
If No Way Home was in a run-in for an Oscar, would it get your vote?
No. No, it wouldn't.
No way. Not even the best Spider-Man film of the trilogy.
It's at the end of the day, I think Spider-Man 2, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2 was a better film than No Way Home. Did that get an Oscar? Did that get a nomination?
But this is the point. Like, no, but they did extend the category to get nominations for like films that deserve nomination. I never said it should win Best Picture. I just say it deserved the nom.
Disagree. You know, for films like that, Sanj, there's something called the MTV the MTV Movie Awards. You know, and there's the People's Choice in the MTV Movie Awards. Feel free to win that, but I'm sorry. Like, is it a fantastic piece of artwork? Because that's, in my opinion, that's what a film that wins an Oscar should be. Not just an accomplished movie, but something that is actually like a work of art. And Spider-Man's a fucking popcorn movie that's going to be forgotten in a couple of years. You know?
I don't think
it'll be heralded as one of the best Marvel movies of all time, but it ain't gonna be a movie that it's going to be in the Hall of Fame in 100 years when humankind is gone and the aliens discover like the museums.
Come off it. Like, there's so many Spider-Man, best pictures they'll that be like, forgotten.
Oh my god. They'll turn around and say, oh my god, why did this not win an Oscar? I very much doubt it. You know, it's no Citizen Kane, buddy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, all right. But like, come on, then name what, like, you could name some like Oscar movies like from just even the last 5 years. Go on. Like, what has been so acclaimed that is going to stand the test of time? There's only been a handful.
Well,
Now you're wikiing it. So
I'm wikiing it.
You're asking me. You're saying they stand the test of time.
You're calling me out and you're saying, hey, Nav, tell me some films over the past couple of years that have won Oscars.
You've forgotten them already.
Won Best Picture. I don't have a fantastic memory when it comes to like when films came out. But let's look at some previous Oscar winners, right? So in 2019, Parasite won an Oscar. A superb film. Is it better than No Way Home? Yes.
Yes.
Green Book won an Oscar. Now that had some connotations to it.
I don't think it's better than No Way Home.
But was that better than No Way Home? Yes. In 2017, The Shape of Water won the Oscar. Is that better than No Way Home? Yes. In 2016, Moonlight won the Oscar. Is that better than No Way Home? No, but it won the Oscar.
It is. I think that is.
Okay. But put it this way, 2014, Birdman. 2013, 12 Years a Slave. Argo, The Artist. The King's Speech. Slumdog Millionaire.
Can you not see the trend? And it's just snobbery.
Buddy, I don't think it's snobbery. I don't think I've named a bad film there. And that's going back 10 years of Oscars.
It's not named a bad film, but like I said before, there is a common thread in all those types of films. They're very similar in their tone, and it's just the tone of the film. The Oscars are for snobs. It's just complete snobbery. They wouldn't let.
You will
not see Ghostbusters Afterlife at the Oscars because it's not that kind of film.
I'm gonna ask you, how are they similar? How is 12 Years a Slave similar to Birdman?
I don't mean they're similar films in their narrative. They're similar in their tone. They're mature. They're not silly. They don't involve a guy that's half human, half spider shooting webs out of his wrist and swinging from building to building.
They do involve a guy who was a humanoid fish who falls in love with a woman who's a mute.
Yeah, but again, the tone that, you know, that film, The Shape of Water, that had
with an Oscar-winning director already attached.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, Anthony, I'm actually playing devil's advocate. Like I often do. Okay. I mean, I agree with you. I think Sanj, I don't understand how you think that No Way Home deserves. I mean, going back
a
to
nomination.
Anthony's
point, I didn't say this of the win. But the comedy doesn't get any shout outs either. Really.
I'm sorry. What?
Comedy doesn't ever get a shout out
Don't Look Up was a hilarious movie.
That's exactly what it is.
Hilarious. Yeah,
it's comedy satire.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't think I laughed once.
Well,
Adam McKay.
Too highbrow for you.
Well, no, I think it just maybe.
No, you're only laughing because how realistic it is to our tragic humanity in life currently. The world wasn't like that now, it wouldn't be.
Well, that I mean, look, at the end of the day, I completely agree with Anthony in terms of the tone. Like in a good highbrow, like in a good film, like say Green Book or The Shape of Water, someone dies and it's a poignant, strong death that means something. 12 Years a Slave, someone dies, it's a poignant death. In Spider-Man No Way Home, someone dies, not going to mention who, no spoilers, but someone dies and 5 minutes later, someone's making a joke on the screen. Because they've got to keep a levity to the movie because it's a movie not built for that kind of like level of emotional damage they could do to people, you know. So they have to balance the film at all times, which is a common thread of all Marvel films, that you know you have to balance them. For every really hardcore scene, there has to be 10 jokes to kind of like it happens in Thor Ragnarok, which I think is another superb film. Thor Ragnarok is a great movie, but you know his father dies, but then he has to make a joke about it. In Avengers Infinity War, Loki dies, he's really really upset, but then he has to make jokes about it because, you know, at the end of the day, you can't have this thing. It's never going to, they're not going to win Oscars. They're just not Oscar films. I mean, Black Panther actually like walked that line fantastically. And if you look back, it didn't have that many jokes. And that's why it was a fucking nomination in 2018. You know? It was clearly built different to every other Marvel film.
Ah, but that was political. That was not it. It wasn't not that. It was political.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so why why did Green Book win? Was that also political?
I think a lot of them are. I don't think that was a good movie.
Okay, fine. If that's what you
think. I think a lot of them, yeah. And I got a feeling we're going to get in sexy hot takes. I think Will Smith's going to win Best Oscar because Denzel beat him out in 2001 when they were both nominated in that same year. So, and I don't think maybe either of them deserve it. I think probably even
let me guess who you think deserves it.
Andrew Garfield actually deserves it because that film is amazing. Because he's not actually a trained singer and he's doing a musical and he's brilliant in it.
I think Javier Bardem actually deserves the Oscar for that one. But all right, you know, to each their
own. He's been snubbed.
I've got a feeling Andrew Garfield is going to win. Of course, I don't know why. Something's
I don't think he is. I think Will Smith's going to win it. But we'll get into the predictions on the predictions episode, which, like I said, so I'm going to be on March 5th, pre-Oscar night. So that's it for us on Sexy Hot Takes. So this is signing off from Sanj.
Adrian.
Anthony.
And Nav. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, guys. Like, comment, subscribe. Hit that notification bell.
What are you pointing at, Adrian?
I was trying to point at the notification.